and a good Sunday afternoon to you. I hope that you've been enjoying a great day of being in the presence of the Lord, to worship Him and to hear from Him, and that you've been enjoying a day of resting with family and friends. Hi, this is Dr. Doug Cowan, a family therapist and director of ministry here at KAXL. And for the next 30 minutes, we're going to consider together some of the prayer requests that have come into our KAXL offices. So let's spend some time together now to listen to some music together, to pray together, and to take a few minutes to look at some topics of importance for you and your family.
So you thought you had to keep this up, all the work that you do. So we think that you're good, and you can't believe it's not enough. All the walls you built up are just glass on the outside. So let them fall down. There's freedom waiting in the sound. When you let your walls fall to the ground, we're here now. This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken within, the light meets the dark. The light meets the dark. Afraid to let your secrets out.
Hey, I recently had the opportunity to meet with Ken Wunderlie, who's co-pastoring a Church Without Walls here in Bakersfield. It's a street ministry. And I was just very excited about what this ministry is doing here in Bakersfield, what they're doing around town. So I wanted to let you know about some of their needs as they're serving really a variety of people. They could use these kinds of things. If you have them in your garage, you're not using them, you're never going to use them, well, they could use them right now. They could use blankets, sleeping bags, and used camping tents. You know, you've got a tent, you used it when the kids were growing up, the kids are out of the house, you will never use that thing again, and it's just taking up space in your garage. there are people who could use that really kind of to survive through the winter right now. So if you have those, please give me a call down here at the station, and I can get you connected with this ministry. It can be put to use right now. They could also use a generator. They're looking for a good generator, like a Honda 6500 or a Honda 7000 generator. Now, I know these are kind of pricey. These are like $3,000 items. I'm not suggesting that you go down right now and buy one for them. But there are some of you listening that have businesses that you have a generator like this quality that's in a warehouse. You haven't used it in years. You don't really need it, but you just, what are you going to do with it? Well, this street ministry could use it right now as they are doing their ministry. So if you have one of those just sitting in a warehouse, please give me a call. Let me get you connected with Ken and with this ministry. They're doing a great thing here in Bakersfield, and every one of us listening may be able to contribute to their ministry as they serve some of the kind of poor and disadvantaged here in Bakersfield. Just give me a call here at the station, and I'll connect you with their ministry. Let's take some time and go to the Lord with some of the prayer requests that we get. Every week we get prayer requests that are called into the radio station. We pray for them. Sometimes we pray for them on the air right at the time. But this Sunday night time is a time when we can get together too and pray for some of these really serious things that those of you listening, think of the thousands of people listening right now. Many people are going through some hard times and they're asking you to pray for them. Sue's nephew has a serious health issue. And she also has a dear friend who needs prayer for her marriage that's falling apart. She has small children and the family doesn't know the Lord. You know, a request like this, certainly there are a number of things going on. From a nephew that needs healing, we want to pray for him, and this family that needs healing. And I know every one of you listening knows somebody who is struggling with a relationship in their marriage, with their children, with their parents. Somebody's struggling and need some help. Let's just pray together. Father, for this nephew that has serious health issues, would you please bring healing? Bring healing to his body and healing to his soul. Reveal yourself to this person that they would know you better and better and better and trust you more and more even because of this health issue. But let them see your hand at work as you bring healing to them. And Lord, for all these broken relationships. We are broken people, fragile, frail, and sometimes it's just so hard for us to make our relationships work. Please bring healing to us, to our relationships, to marriages that are falling apart. Lord, bring healing. Bring healing. Restore love to people. Restore to people the sense that they made vows before you and witnesses and before the person that they put a ring on their finger. Restore that sense of what the vows meant. Bring back to them love for each other and love for you. Father, restore broken marriages all over this county. And for families that are having trouble with either their parents or their children, Lord, I pray you would restore those relationships as well. Lots of relationships need healing, Lord. And we pray that you would bring healing into homes listening to this broadcast right now, into people driving in cars listening to this broadcast right now. Bring healing into our lives, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, this is Amber. For years, I introduced Bakersfield to Adventures and Odyssey episodes, and now I get to introduce you to a great new way to strengthen your family and reach into your neighborhood. KAXL is teaming up with my dad, Dr. Doug Cowan, to provide marriage seminars and parenting classes to local churches like yours. We want to help to build your church and strengthen your family, and it's free. To find out more, call the station or go to KAXL.com.
Well, thank you, Amber. Hey, our next seminar is going to be on March 11th. It'll be 6 o'clock at night. Stress Management Tools. This is a seminar that we do very often. We can do this at your business. We can certainly do this at your church. And this particular one, we're going to do at the offices of Dr. Jan Mensick, 2920 F Street. So that's March 11 at 6 o'clock. And these stress management tool classes are for both adults and for teenagers. And you business owners, you may want to send some people over there. You may want to attend yourself. We'll just give you three or four really important tools to use in managing the stresses that come up in your life. And yes, it's Christ-centered, it's God-centered, and there are some practical things that you can do. It's a free class. Again, it's for adults and for teenagers. Come and join us March 11, 6 o'clock, 2920 F Street at the offices of Dr. Jan Mensick. And now let's hear from the Newsboys.
Never failing, let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is my
What is the most important question in the world? What's the most important question that has ever been asked in all of history? We're going to look in the Gospel of Mark, and we're going to see this. We're going to see not only what that question is, but also what the answer is. But first, we're going to get a clue here from Cutlass. We've been reading through the Gospel of Mark, and we're in this section in, beginning in chapter 8, where Mark wants us to understand who Jesus is in spite of the fact that the disciples don't really get at this point who Jesus is. And in this section, we see this phrase, the way, the way, the way, repeated over and over again by Mark. He's trying to string these events together to help us understand the way to follow Jesus, really, is sort of the theme of this section of the Gospel of Mark. So it begins with the healing of a blind man in the village of Bethsaida. We talked about this some last week, and part of what the Gospel writer, part of what Mark wants us to understand is that not only are some healings gradual, but also our spiritual enlightenment, our understanding of who Jesus is, sometimes that happens gradually as well. And as we're going to see, as we look at the disciples, how they live, what they think, how they're behaving in this section, we see that absolutely for them, their understanding of who Jesus is happens gradually as God reveals to them more and more and more of who Jesus really is and who he's not. So after the healing of this blind man in Mark chapter 8, if you've got your Bibles there, you can look beginning in verse 27 that Jesus takes his disciples out of town. It says, Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asks them, what I'm going to try to convince you is the most important question ever asked in all of history. This is the question you must answer. And he asks this of his disciples. He says, first, who do people in general say that I am? Well, they reply, some say you're John the Baptist, and others say you're Elijah. And still others, they say you're one of the prophets. So here is this Gallup poll kind of thing, the survey. Who do people say that Jesus Christ is? And they give kind of the People magazine response to it. Well, you know, in this village they think you're this, in that village they think you're that. This kind of a person says this, that kind of a person says that. But then Jesus drills down, and here it is. Here is the question. But what about you? Who do you say that I am? So here is Jesus asking this question of the disciples, and the same question is asked of each one of us. If you're listening to this broadcast, this question is being asked of you. Who do you say Jesus Christ is? Do you see him as a great teacher? Do you see him as a prophet? Do you see him as a liar, the way that the Pharisees saw him? Do you see him as a threat, the way the teachers of the law saw him? Who do you say Jesus Christ is? Well, Peter answered. Nobody else answered. Everybody else is kind of looking at each other like, hey, I'm not going to go. You go first. You go ahead and give your answer first. I don't want to be wrong about this one. Peter's Mr. Impulsive, so he almost always answers or does something first. And here he is, Mr. Lack of Impulse Control, but he blurts out the correct answer. You are the Christ. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Christ, the Messiah who was to come. Now, why is this important? What is it they're thinking at this point? Jesus points out, first of all, that Peter didn't figure this out on his own. As you look at the life of Peter up to this point, you can certainly see he didn't figure this out on his own. God had revealed it to him. So here is Jesus. He has done all of these miraculous things, healing people. I mean, miracles beyond what you can imagine. I mean, he's calmed the storms. He's raised people from the dead. He absolutely has shown that he has authority over nature, authority over death, authority over disease, authority over the demonic. And so Peter confesses, you are the Christ. Well, what was it that the Jews at that time, what was it that the disciples certainly thought the Messiah was going to do? Well, they thought he was going to be the victor. They thought he was going to be victorious. They thought he was going to raise an army, and he was going to have a glorious battle, and he and his followers were going to get rid of the Roman Empire, as cruel as they were, and that the Messiah was going to sit on the throne of King David one more time and restore the kingdom of Israel right then and there. So after Peter makes this confession, you're the Messiah, you're the Christ, the other disciples certainly would have expected Jesus to say, yep, mount up, boys, grab your swords, we're going to raise an army, we're going to get rid of Rome, we're going to have the glorious victory, and I will be crowned as king and sit on the throne of David, and this will all happen any time now. Instead, the very next thing Jesus says is this. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer. He must suffer many things, and he must be rejected by the leaders of the nation. He must be rejected by the elders, by the chief priests, and the teachers of the law. And in fact, he must be killed. But after 3 days, he would rise again. And he spoke plainly about all of this. Well, Peter is shocked. All of the disciples must be shocked at this. This was not at all their picture of what Messiah was going to do. And so we see Peter takes him aside and begins to rebuke him. Now, Peter couldn't have been the only one who was upset. I mean, Simon the Zealot is one of the disciples. I mean, he's like a terrorist against the Roman Empire. He's one of the followers of Jesus looking for the Messiah to come and kick Rome out. He must have been fit to be tied. But it's only Peter who takes Jesus aside and begins to rebuke him. Imagine that, you know, rebuking Jesus after you've just declared that he's the Messiah. But Jesus turned and looked at the disciples, and he rebuked Peter publicly. "Get behind me, Satan." He says, "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Now notice Jesus really has no sympathy here for Peter, because Peter is thinking the thoughts of Satan. He's thinking the thoughts of mere men. He's not thinking the thoughts of God. Hey, this is an important lesson for each of us. First, we have got to know, who do you say Jesus is? Our life really depends upon that. Our eternity depends upon, who do you say Jesus is? Answer that correctly. Choose wisely. But also, it's important to understand, we cannot just have in mind the things of men and please God. If we want to please God, we have to have in mind the things of God. The things of God. I would really encourage you, get your Bibles out, read through this section. It begins in Mark chapter 8, verse 27, and read it through the end of that chapter as Jesus talks about discipleship, what it means to follow him, what it means to have life, real life, real life. What would you give up to have real life in Christ?
Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Everyone, how great the love come down from heaven's gate, to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? Down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet.